What's going on, everybody? It's King here, and I want to welcome you all back to the Planet Fail podcast. Be honest with me. Are you an emotional person? I think more importantly, have you ever made a decision when you were emotionally compromised? And did you regret that decision afterwards? If you've been through school, chances are you've been taught to fear one thing. That thing is called failure. What they didn't teach you is that the more you fail, the faster you learn and succeed. Join me on my journey to uncover the reason why most graduates leave school feeling lost and confused. We'll unlock the secret to finding clarity, direction, and purpose in life. My name is King Lau, and welcome to Plan to Fail. So, I don't know about you, but I have definitely made a bunch of emotional decisions in my life. Throughout my life, I've been quite emotional, and it took a bit of time for me to get control of my emotions. It's never been easy. I've always felt really deeply. And as a result, that has affected a lot of decisions I've made. And why I'm saying this is because it's always a constant battle between rationalizing something and feeling emotional about them. At the end of the day, right, we're humans are emotional creatures. You might disagree with me, but all humans make decisions based on emotions, and then they rationalize it afterwards. Think about the last thing you bought. You probably emotionally really wanted it, and that's what got you to pull the trigger to buy that product, service, whatever it is. And then after you spent that money, that's when you're justifying and rationalizing in your head why you needed it. So to be quite real with all of you, majority of our decisions are made by how we feel about it. Like it or not, that's how we make decisions. And that's why in marketing, it's always about invoking emotions. That's what people teach in marketing. And it's not a bad thing, right? It just kind of exposes that we all make decisions based on emotions, especially in business, because it's always up and down. And it's actually super dangerous to make emotional decisions. And why I say this is because I got two really blaring examples from recent history of emotional decisions I've almost made because I was feeling super upset or negative about a situation. And that first one is a decision I almost made to get back at somebody. And it goes back to my time in finance and the last business partner I had in finance. And I'm not going to go into too much detail, but for you guys to get an understanding of what happened was he backstabbed me. And I've shared about this in previous episodes. And when I left the company, he decided to revoke all access of all the intellectual property that I've made for the company at that time. And I was super upset about it. But I was in charge for the second half of our partnership. And let's just say that he didn't really do a good job. And he left a lot of holes, and I still actually had a lot of company logins. And I remember feeling super sour, super angry at him for doing this, for taking away my intellectual property. And I almost ended up deleting all their client files. And I really wanted to screw them over. I'm not gonna lie, I was so upset at that time. I really wanted to screw them over. And you know, being in finance and how much red tape is around that industry, that would have truly screwed them over. And I remember I struggled with this a lot because I knew it wasn't the right thing to do, but I really wanted to get back at him at that time. There were days that I almost did it. I'll be the first to admit, I almost caved to those emotions. But thankfully, I was able to calm myself down and rationalize that, and I ended up not doing it because as much as I wanted to get back at him, I was trying to rationalize with him. But emotionally, I wanted to make that decision. But I knew deep down it wasn't the right thing to do. If I did it, it would have made me look petty and it would have reflected really poorly into my character. And I believe in spirituality. I believe in karma. I believe in all that stuff. And I know that if I did that, it will only come back to bite me in the ass. And so I decided against it. And till this day, there are times that I still, when I think about it, I still feel upset. I still think like, what if I did it? But I know I did the right, or I made the right decision by not doing it. Because just because he backstabbed me, just because he's a bad person, that doesn't mean I need to stoop to his level. And I really wanted to share that. It's not one of my proudest moments. It's actually, I've been ashamed that I felt I was so close to doing something like that. But it's important to note because we all go through negative emotions, especially you people in business, right? We will always go through either customers or clients or partners that we feel like we've been screwed over. And sometimes the first reaction is, well, if you're going to screw me over, I'm going to screw you over too. But what does that say about you as a person? At the end of the day, everybody has a choice to become who they want to be, what they stand for. But if somebody else is a bad person, does that mean you have to stoop at that level? And that was really the lesson for me in that scenario. But thankfully, like I said, I was able to calm my emotions down and actually rationally go through why I wanted to do it, what were the benefits of me doing it, and what were, most importantly, my intentions in doing it. And if I know my intentions were bad, were malicious, then I know for a fact that it's not something I should be doing. So that's one example of why it's important not to make emotional decisions. Another one was even more recent. As you know, as I'm putting together the summit, it's been a very stressful time trying to coordinate with 30 other speakers, and I'm still looking for speakers. And I had one speaker who was super busy and didn't get back to me in a timely manner. And I remember getting super upset in my head. I'm like, well, I'll just drop them as a speaker. If they're not serious about this opportunity, I'm just gonna drop them. And I remember almost sending out an email and be like, hey, you know what? If you're not serious about this, let's not do this because I don't have time to screw around. And I remember some part of me was holding back. I was like, I don't know what's going on with this person's life. I don't know if they're busy or something might have happened. So I can't just assume that they're not serious about it. I can't just assume that they're going to flake on me. And I am so glad that I held back and I gave this person more time. They ended up coming back, booking an interview, and got everything else done and completed. Why I say this is because don't ever assume. Make sure you know everything that's happening and have all the pieces to the puzzle before making a decision. But because you feel emotional about something doesn't mean you should act on it. If anything, if you're feeling emotional and you're aware and you acknowledge and you're conscious that you're emotional when making a decision, that's when you need to tell yourself to hit the brakes and slow it down. Take it from me. Every time I made a decision based on my emotions, it was the wrong decision, like 9.5 out of 10 times. And as I'm working on even controlling my emotions and being more conscious about the emotions I'm feeling and holding back, that's when I have thanked myself so much for not making a rash decision, especially when I'm feeling a bunch of negative emotion. And it could go for positive emotion too. If something goes right, you should always still assess the decisions you make. Just because you closed a sale or it was a good year doesn't mean you should make a big financial commitment, for example. So we always just have to be really aware about the rationale behind our decisions and not make decisions based on our emotions. So being aware of making emotional decisions is one piece of the puzzle, but how can we all make less emotional decisions or even prevent it from happening at all? And the key really is to be conscious and aware of your thoughts, and also be conscious and aware of your rationale when making any decision. You have to be radically honest with yourself, no matter how ugly the truth is. Like, for example, when with my previous business partner in finance, when I wanted to screw him over by deleting all their client files, I had to be honest with myself. Why did I want to do that? What is the motivating factor and driving me into wanting to make this decision? And the truth was ugly. It's because I wanted to get back at them. I wanted to I wanted to hurt them. And it sucked admitting to myself that that was what I was feeling inside. But I needed to be honest with myself in order for me to tell myself that this is not the right thing to do. So it's one of the biggest traps is to lie to yourself, is to rationalize to yourself why you're right and you're not wrong. And it is so crucial to be honest with yourself. And it's okay if it's not ugly. We're all human. We're not perfect. And we all need to know that as long as we're honest, good or bad, pretty or ugly, that the most important thing is to be honest with ourselves. And that is what will help you make better decisions. And on top of that, right, if you're honest with yourself, if you're conscious with your thoughts and your rationale and your intentions, take the time to process it before deciding anything. Calm down, especially if you're feeling negative emotions. A lot of the times when you're feeling negative, you just want to do it. But that is the point in time where you need to slow it down. And it never hurts to take a little bit more time to make a decision. Like, a lot of the times we feel like we have to make a decision on the spot when a client gets back to us, when a customer gets back to us with a complaint, or when a business partner or a colleague brings something up. We feel like we have to make a decision on the spot. Take your time, process it, think about it, and ask yourself, why are you making the decision, or why do you feel a certain way? And once you process the emotions and you're able to rationalize it and have a honest discussion with yourself, more often than not, you'll end up making the right decision or the better decision of the two choices. I also want to iterate that this is at utmost important for entrepreneurs or for businesses because, like I previously mentioned earlier in this episode, business is a roller coaster of emotions. There are high of highs and low of lows. And there are days that you're going to go through being tossed around emotionally, for better or for worse. But you don't ever want to make a rash decision because you're having a really good day and you're feeling overconfident, or you're having a bad day and you're pessimistic about everything that's going on. You always want to be emotionally stable and emotionally centered when making any decision. Like, look at examples like firing an employee. Let's just say they made a mistake. Instead of just firing them on the spot, maybe take the time and think about why they made that mistake. It could be your fault. Maybe you set up a system that was or that is easily misinterpreted. Or when addressing a customer complaint or client complaint, those are the most common ones where a client might not be happy with the service, and it's very human for us to start blaming the client. Oh, you just don't see it that way. But when you actually take a step back and take the time to think about the rationale they might be complaining or why they might be dissatisfied with the service, you will actually learn so much, because 9 or I would say even 10 out of 10 times, there's always fault on both sides. When people have complaints, it's a misalignment in expectations. And as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, it is your responsibility to make sure that you set the expectations right. But don't get me wrong, I know there's crazy customers out there. There's crazy people out there that you just cannot rationale with. So it's important for all of us to be very critical before making a decision, because that decision could make or break your business. And it's not always just a negative. Think about the positive too. Being super excited getting into a business partnership because maybe you've looked up to that person or you've been wanting to partner up with that person for a long time. But it's also very important to not get overexcited, but to make an emotionally sound decision when going into a partnership. So these are just a few examples, and there's a lot more, but the moral of this episode is really think before you act and take the time to make sure that you rationalize what and why you're making a certain decision. But what I really want everyone to take away from this episode is, number one, be radically honest with yourself. It only works if you're honest with yourself. Because if you justify and lie to yourself, then there's no point. Because at the end of the day, you're just tricking yourself. And nobody wins in that scenario. The second thing I really want you to take away is to take the time and process any decision, good or bad. Because we are emotionally driven creatures. And we need time to process it and rationalize in our heads before making a decision. Especially the bigger the decision, the more time you need to process it. And the third thing I really want you to take away is understand your intention of why you're deciding whatever you're deciding to do. That is the most important part, is you have to understand where you're coming from. Is it from a good place, a bad place? And the more you understand that intention behind it, the more you will know if you're making the right decision or not. But that's all I have for you today. If you know somebody who can benefit from hearing this episode, please share this episode. If you like what you hear and you want to support, please rate, share, or subscribe to this podcast. Really appreciate the support, me doing this. I believe this is the 30th episode, and I'm super proud of myself for getting this far, and I'm excited to continue to see what content I can put there and how I can help and inspire other entrepreneurs to shift their self paradigm. But that's all I have for you today, and until next time, stay hungry.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Plan to Fail. If you're thinking of someone who needs to hear this message, spread the word by rating, reviewing, and sharing this podcast. If you're like me, you're probably wondering, what are the first steps to building a solid foundation for success? My advice is to start by redefining your relationship with failure, learn how to embrace it by understanding its importance in both your personal and professional life. To help you get started, I wanted to give you a free copy of my ebook, Failing Forward. This book will give you the tips and tricks needed to help you redefine what failure means in your life and provide the clarity you need to achieve success. Go and download your free copy at planetfail.net. Remember, you can achieve the life you've always wanted. Thank you so much for being part of this community, and until next time, stay hungry.